You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Check us out weekly, the passionate radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. With Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic, I'm Joe Galewski. To reach the show today by phone, 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs at gmail.com. Miss a segment, radiomd.com. Would like to hear a show over radiomd.com. And we thank you for listening today. At 34 past the hour, it's Straight Talk from the Docs. And Dr. Arthur Perry joins in. What's the game plan today?
Well, we're going to talk about three things. The first is a new study that shows that 90% of young women believe they have to look younger than men to do as well in business. And believe it or not, it's 60% between 45 and 65 believe they have to look younger than men and younger than their calendar age to do well at their job. And so we're going to discuss that with Arthur and what it means. Also, four new uses for Botox and four other companies other than the original Allergan selling Botox. And also something about prophylactic antibiotics. That is antibiotics given for surgery when they're just there to prevent something rather than treat an infection. We'll see what he says about that.
Straight Talk from the Docs, 34 past the hour. How about a real age tip? Do you have a real age tip that you want to convey to us before the end of the hour?
Oh, I do. It's cut heart disease risk and lose weight. Just eat. And I'm not going to tell you what you got to just eat. You're going to have to tune in.
Good. Before the end of the hour. The real age tip of the week. In between, we'll fill with, this is actually terrific information. It's not filler. It's great, great information. It's some of the top medical stories of the week. And again, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. You want to talk about DHA supplements and some benefits of those, right?
That's right. There's a really good study out from Australia, New Zealand, actually. I put the two together. That's a randomized controlled trial. This is of people who weren't getting much DHA in their diet. And what they did is they supplemented it with 1.1 grams. That's a fair amount. That's amount of you'd get if you ate salmon 4 ounces 3 times a week. So it's a good amount. I eat the salmon 3 times a week and take about 900 milligrams a day. So you can see how much I believe in it. But they substantially improved their memory and their reaction time. This was adults 17 to 45. Prior to this, we have studies that people who are over the age of 60 with minimal cognitive dysfunction, just the starts of memory dysfunction, who took 900 milligrams a day, that's why I take 900 milligrams a day, decreased their memory loss to that of someone who was about 7 years younger. And we know in kids, whether they're during pregnancy, that's why most prenatal vitamins have DHA in it, or whether they're fourth to sixth graders getting DHA, about 200 milligrams for fourth to eighth to sixth grader, and it was about 32 milligrams when in utero, that is the mom taking at least 32 milligrams, that it improved their IQ and their scores on test scores for kids by about 6 points in their IQs and their test scores by about the same in their IQ tests and other tests later in life.
I was meant to ask you, when you talk about studies, we talk a lot about studies on the show every week, what happens to them? I mean, we hear about a study. What happens to a study? I mean, we hear about it, and then how is it implemented? What's the evolution of a study, or how does a study become part of a grander plan?
Well, what usually happens is that you look for preponderance of data. That is, so when we did Real Age, we said it had to have four studies. One had to be what we call randomized controlled trial, which is the gold, if you will, the gold standard of studies. And when it does that, then gradually it seeps into medical practice. And if a group, such as a brain group, that's a, for example, the Neurology Society grabs it, it tends to seep in a little faster, but it's not real fast. The average time from a study to it being implemented by 50% of the docs, that is a preponderance of data, is about 12 years. So it doesn't happen fast. So, for example, I said today that the study from New Zealand, this one on DHA, where they gave 1.1 grams to people who were otherwise not getting a lot of omega-3s, that it increased their reaction time by about a third and decreased, that is, they sped up by about a third, and it decreased their memory loss or improved their memory by about a third of a standard deviation, which is a substantial amount. And by that, that was a randomized controlled trial in about 176 people, half men, half women, between the ages of 17 and 45. Well, that's about the fourth study on DHA improving memory. And as I said, there's been one in 60 to 65-year-olds. There's been one in 55 to 60-year-olds. There's been one now in 17 to 45-year-olds. There's been one in fourth to sixth graders, and there's been one in women during pregnancy. So all of these seem to be on the same side of things, that if you otherwise don't get a lot of omega-3s, you should supplement. And so it'll take a little time, but that'll eventually get translated and people will buy into it.
So when you talk about a study on the show every week, how should listeners take that? Should they take it as being true? You know what I'm saying? How does we always try to benefit the listener on the show. When you talk about a study, what should a listener do with that information you talk about?
Well, if we talk about it on the show,
yeah,
and we say the action item is to take 1.1 grams of DHA, or in this case, I would say we don't have a real dose response curve, but I would tell everybody over the age of probably 20 that they should be taking 900 milligrams of DHA a day as a supplement. That's the action item, and so I really believe in that. And I'll tell you the data that supports it, and I'll try and help you understand how strong that data is. So,
do studies typically turn out to be true eventually?
Well, the preponderance of data studies, meaning if you have four studies that show the same result, that tends to have long-standing truth. Mm-hmm. And that's why we go with four studies, because it tends to be good.
It's also important to look at who's funding the studies, because a lot of times there are certain organizations that are funding research that would totally just be beneficial to their company. So that's important to look at. And I think the good thing that Dr. Roizen does is he talks about, too, the population size of the study and how long the participants were followed, which are two like really important things that, you know, you could have a study with 10 people and that's going to be totally different and mean so many other things if you compared to like a study that followed 500,000, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so over time, though, eventually it's proven out one way or the other. But again, you qualify these studies with some evidence that's based on some historical fact, I think is what I'm
right,
trying to say.
Right, and we try and give people action steps at the end of every one of our shows, Joe.
Yeah, oh, very good. Okay, more top medical stories of the week coming up after the break. Should you eat fruit if you're a diabetic? Should you? Really? And how much money can you save on a plant-based Mediterranean diet? Is it a little easier on the wallet? You may be surprised by what Dr. Mike has to say about that. And energy drinks and blood pressure. We'll talk about that, too. It's You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
Are you tired of getting sick and tired? Are you tired of doctors not knowing what's wrong with you? D-Herbs may have the answer. D-Herbs, number one in herbal remedies. D-Herbs' main goal is to enlighten and properly educate people to the importance of human health and nutrition. D-Herbs, home of the full body cleanse. Everyone needs to cleanse. If you eat meat and dairy products, you need to cleanse. If you're eating processed foods, you need to cleanse. 90% of today's diseases that we suffer from are diet related. Cleansing opens the door to healing and rejuvenation. Whether you need help with a chronic disease, weight loss, or to jumpstart and eliminate fatigue, D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse can help. There's a better way to live and healthier way to live. Experience healing. Visit us at dherbs.com. That's D-H-E-R-B-S.com. Or call us at 866-434-3727. That's 866-434-3727.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.